This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. State and federal authorities have thwarted a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and to target police and the state capitol. The FBI and the state of Michigan announced charges Thursday against 13 people, 6 on federal charges and 7 on state charges. At a news conference, U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider says the alleged conspirators plotted to take hostages at the Michigan Capitol building, then switched to a plan to kidnap Governor Whitmer at her vacation home.
Because of the hard work of the men and women of law enforcement, police officers and federal agents, violence has been prevented today.
At a news conference, Whitmer, who has been criticized for her tough regulations implemented to stop the spread of the coronavirus, said President Donald Trump has encouraged militias and white supremacists through his rhetoric.
When our leaders meet with, encourage, or fraternize with domestic terrorists, they legitimize their actions, and they are complicit.
Whitmer was targeted by Trump for her efforts to enforce coronavirus-related social distancing measures. He tweeted in April to, quote, liberate Michigan, unquote. The status of future presidential debates is up in the air with less than a month before the vote, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The day started with the debate commission deciding the next debate in Miami will be virtual because President Trump tested positive for the coronavirus. The response from the White House:
I'm not going to do a virtual debate.
On Fox Business's Mornings with Maria, the president said he wants an in-person debate.
You sit behind a computer and do a debate is ridiculous.
The president's campaign wants to push the last two debates back a week. The Biden campaign countered, saying the president's erratic behavior does not allow him to rewrite the calendar. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. Europe's biggest states are imposing fresh restrictions to curb the spread of rising coronavirus cases amid a second wave and looming winter season. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Italy made it mandatory to wear face masks outdoors nationwide on Wednesday as new infections jumped to the highest daily tally since April. Italy was the first European country to be hit hard by COVID-19. And after enforcing one of the strictest lockdowns in the world, the government managed to control the contagion. Germany, on the other hand, managed to keep cases and deaths low early on compared to its neighbors. But it has also seen a spike in infections this week. In response, ministers set out emergency measures to clamp down on domestic tourism. Following in France's footsteps, bars and cafes in Brussels are being forced to close for a month from Thursday. This comes after the Belgian capital overtook Paris in terms of COVID-19 infections per inhabitant.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Two women are the finalists to become the next director general of the World Trade Organization. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Former Nigerian finance minister Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala has been named as one of the two finalists for the top job at the World Trade Organization. That announcement came on Thursday and sees the economist and development expert up against South Korean Trade Minister Yoon Myung-hee for Director General. Both received backing from the 27 countries of the European Union this week in the second round of selection. That saw Kenyan Sports Minister Amina Mohamed, Saudi Royal Court Advisor Mohamed Al-Tuwejuri, and former UK International Trade Minister Liam Fox eliminated from the running. The reduction of the field from 5 to 2 means that the 164-member trade body will be led by a woman for the first time.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. American poet Louise Glick has won the Nobel Prize in Literature for her candid and uncompromising work. She joins a handful of American poets who have received the prize, which has been dominated by novelists since the first award in 1901. The Nobel Committee praised Glick for her unmistakable poetic voice with austere beauty that makes individual existence universal. Nobel laureates receive a more than $1.1 million prize and are usually feted at a December banquet, but the event was canceled this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.